Hi, everybody. My name is Alan Mears. I work in the Windows Phone division over in Redmond. So I should say good morning, but it's good evening, right? Thanks for all of you to stay late for this session. It's the last session of the day, I believe, right? In terms in. No? Yes? No? All right. I'm a European myself, although I'm an American too. After 12 years living over in Redmond, I'm Flemish. Don't call myself Belgian, but you know. Does anybody spreekt er iemand Nederlands? Yeah. Or est-ce que vous parlez français? Ah, une personne. And sie sprechen Deutsch? Sie sprechen Deutsch too. Great. All right. So this is a level 200 session on collaboration with Windows Phone 8.0. I'll do some demos, etc. So it's not deep technical. If you expect that, you are rather stay because you want to win the phone, or you stay because you like it and want to hear more about it. We'll give away a 920 phone. You should have received a Lumia 920. It is. Don't ask me why it's a 920. I didn't make that decision, but I'm sure the winner will be happy with it anyway. You should have received cards. Anybody did not receive a card? If you did not receive a card, is there anybody here who can hand out cards still? Can you check on the outside if there is still somebody there for people to give a card? So please fill in the card as best as you want or whatever you want to share with us. And then after the session, I'll be the innocent hand and choosing one card, and then the one I choose will have won the phone. Sounds good? All right, thank you. Now I need to find the clicker. Those who have no card, raise your hand, and then we can make sure you have one. Nearly set. Great. So, who's using a Windows phone today? Oh, maybe 50%. Who allows Windows Phone for users within your organization today? There's more than those who use a Windows phone. Don't know if that's good or bad, but anyway, if you win the phone and you're one of those, please use it. So you probably know that we brought Windows Phone 8.0 to market in November, well, end of October. October 29 is the official date of last calendar year. And Windows Phone is based on the same core technologies, the same NT kernel that Windows 8 is based on, as well as Windows RT tablets are based on. Obviously, it runs on an ARM processor, not on an Intel-based processor, for the obvious reasons around power management, etc., battery life, which is pretty important for a phone. So the same technologies, etc., deliver a platform and give us a number of technologies that are important from an enterprise perspective, from an IT pro perspective, things like security and device management, etc. Things I'm not really going to talk about today, but I will in the next 2 days, as I have a session on security as well as on a line of business application management in an enterprise environment. But it gives us a good platform. It also gives us a platform to evolve on together with the other Windows at Microsoft, the single Windows across all devices and servers too, right? And then on top of that, we built a user experience that is also growing in coverage, if you want, as it is now also running on Windows 8, Windows 8 tablets, and the Xbox One. I don't know if anybody looks at the Xbox One. If you're a game, is anybody a gamer? Oh, a few, yeah, right. So it has this new interface too, and gradually the same type of application platform across these devices, supporting this user interface. obviously. We are integrating with all the Office type of backend that we have at Microsoft, an on-premise service that you have installed within your environment, as well as the Office 365 environment if you want to move to a cloud-based collaboration platform. Integrates well into that environment and has the tools on the phone, and that's mostly what we're going to talk about today. We also deliver an application platform. Most of the sessions in the Windows Phone track are for developers, right? On how to develop applications. We have a great platform for line of business applications and a number of applications themselves. We also have an SDK, and that it kind of touches on the collaboration space, if you want, for SharePoint. It allows you to develop SharePoint applications on the phone platform as well as on the Windows platforms. That integrates with the Office 365 environment. I'll show you a few of those apps as we demo that. And then, obviously, you can manage with System Center or Windows Intune or a third-party device management server. I'll talk about that, I believe, on Thursday around app management and how to do configuration management and software distribution with Windows Intune, but also with Mobile Iron, AirWatch, Afaria, Symantec, and a number of them. And I'm probably forgetting somebody. I hope nobody in the room here is from one of these companies. If you are, speak up. No? All right. But by Thursday, I'll remember them all. So for third-party mobile device management and software distribution on the platform, right? So from an enterprise perspective or business perspective, Windows Phone has a lot to offer. But let's not forget, it is also has a second life, or maybe a first life. It also has a life for the regular consumer to use a phone for his private use and that kind of thing. So you'll find things on there that, as an IT pro, you may not really like gaming and Facebook and all those kind of things too, that are important to a lot of users to make the phone attractive for those users. Now, from a collaboration perspective, what I want to cover in this session is give you an overview of all the collaboration tools and technologies we have in the phone and give you some hints in terms of how you can, as an IT pro, approach the phone and manage the phone or add or integrate it with your existing infrastructure, etc. On the web, if you go to... Just a quick question. If you need information about Windows Phone, where would you go? Anybody? Don't be shy. Windowsphone.com? Right. That's the right answer, I think. Right? But does everybody go to Windowsphone.com? When? Who will not go to Windowsphone.com to find information about Windows Phone? Few people. Probably because you didn't know about it, maybe. I don't know. Right? But if you go to... And this is always, does this mouse work here? Windowsphone.com, this is the one, /business, right? When you type it in, you'll arrive on the business site. Now, I'm going to make a comment to this. If you have your browser pointing to a locale that could be the DE for Germany or NL for Netherlands or something like that, you see in the URL, this uses the US locale. And the US website has just been refreshed and is looking very different from the one that may be localized in French, Dutch, German, Spanish, Italian, etc. So localization of this version of the site will come a little later. So if you want the latest, and as IT pros, I'm just guessing that if you want a white paper or something like that, you're going to read it in English anyway. Right, because we usually don't translate those in local languages. You go. The best thing to go is to the technical resources page on the top there, and download one of these white papers that you may need on security or collaboration or those kind of things. Right. So if your browser is pointing to a local locale, a European locale, you may want to quickly change the URL to point to the US locale to see if there is a refresh or an update available. For you. Obviously, since I have created this website for you, I wanted to show you the website. So just making sure that everybody knows about it. When we look at how it integrates with a collaboration infrastructure from end user, it's more about Office, Outlook, Link, Office 365, Exchange, SharePoint, and in some terms, Visual Studio, as I said, when you want to develop SharePoint applications or you want to tie in the client with a SharePoint application. We have a great session about that, by the way, by an Australian developer living in the US. When we look at the functionality in the phone, what is there for a user to use in terms of communication and collaboration? Obviously, we have Outlook Mobile built into the operating system. Outlook Mobile that includes also the contact database or the people hub, as we say, and the calendar and tasks that are integrated within the calendar itself, all being provisioned automatically from an Exchange server perspective, right? It enables people to quickly look at email and filter email, and I'll show you that in demos, how quickly and easy it is to filter your email, find email, search email on the device or on the server, and pin certain folders to your start screen. You can, obviously, your inbox can be pinned to your start screen, but when you have certain projects that you want to follow up on, because they're important to you, and you have a rule that puts all that email into a subfolder in your inbox, and you want quick access to it, you can just go into your inbox and pin that subfolder to your start screen. And whenever you look at your screen and there's new email around that project, you will see it immediately on the tile on the start screen, like there's an update here that I need to follow up on, which makes it very easy when you have temporary projects to follow up on, etc., to get access to that. From the phone, you control your life with out-of-the-office messages as well for internally as externally. You control your life because you have full view of your calendar. In your inbox, you receive all invites for meetings. You can immediately see who is invited. If there is a conflict in your calendar with the invite you get in your inbox, you see it immediately on the email and then can appropriately take action on those invites itself. And once you have done that and you're using Link, is anybody here using Link Server? A lot of you are, right? So who's using Link Server 2013? A few already? Great. So the calendar also immediately integrates within your Link environment. Whenever you have an invite in your inbox that has a Link conference call environment or invite in it, you will also see it in the Link calendar app itself. And you can then immediately take action in the Link calendar app. So the Link app actually has your Exchange calendar integrated, and you can immediately take action from the Link app itself on the calendar, and I'll show you that a little later too, how that works. Link 2013, for those who are using it, integrates fully with or uses VoIP, voice over IP telephony, and video conferencing as such, right? We're enhancing that to be able to collaborate more while you're doing a Link call. You can easily collaborate with other people, and we'll demonstrate that. And we're adding more functionality to it. So you can also participate, for example, in conference calls where somebody's sharing the desktop, and you can view the desktop from your phone, for example. Not available right now, will be available pretty soon in the next version of the Link app as such. And then, although not used a lot, Windows Phone also fully respects rights managed email and documents. Anybody using IRM RMS? Two people. Great. Not too many people use it. We at Microsoft use it a lot. I'll demonstrate too. RMS enables you to protect the information that is being communicated within your organization so that it doesn't leak outside the organization. Make sure people cannot copy, paste, forward, email, etc., when they are not allowed to do that type of information. We'll talk a little bit more about document collaboration and the social aspects on the phone in the next section, but let's quickly go over the key things. Email, as I said, is a key element on a phone. Everybody wants email on the phone as such. And we talked about pinning folders, being able to do conversation view and those kind of things, and search email on the server as such. So let's switch 5 and this. Right, got a Windows phone here. And the only thing I have on this phone is my MSA. Anybody knows what MSA is? Microsoft account, the new word for live ID. It's confusing, right? MSA, dog food account, that I use for a demonstration. So the only thing, this is an out-of-the-box phone, no real stuff on it. I just put my Microsoft account on it so I could download apps from the marketplace, right? The first thing I'm going to do, I have a SkyDrive on there because I have a Microsoft account on the phone, but I don't have Office 365. So let's set up Office 365. And my user is David Alexander, and he works at Fabricom. That's a there. Do it again. Sorry about that, guys. I have thick fingers, right? Very good password. I don't have Wi-Fi. Not sure why it loses Wi-Fi, but anyway. Uh-huh, works. You guys can see it. Actually, not how it is supposed to work. So let's do it again. How many of these fail? and we couldn't find them. So it did find them because I put in the wrong password, but now it finds them. It configures Outlook and the other things. And obviously I have policy on this phone because it's an Exchange ActiveSync connected phone. And it says, please put policy and a password. I'm using a very secret password here. And then it allows me to install the link client on it and be done with it. So if the demo doesn't fail for your user, the only thing they enter is their user ID and password, and it automatically configures the phone for them, puts the Outlook client on the phone itself, right? And gives them their email automatically as such. Now let's switch to another phone that is a little bit more populated. With more information on it, so we can do a little more. I still have David Alexander on this phone, right, with the same email. It can easily filter between unread, flagged, or urgent email. I also have my own email account on here, where I can do the same thing, unread, flagged email, urgent email, etc. So very quickly for you to go into email, you also can see that we have threaded email. Somebody's going to join us for a demo or not join us for a demo, right? In a minute when we do a link conference call with them as such and those things. In my calendar or my contact database better, I have all the contacts that are coming from multiple sources. On this phone, I have LinkedIn, I have Facebook, I have my Exchange accounts, I have my personal email accounts. I have 5 EAS accounts on this phone at this point in time. And we generally recommend not putting more than 5 EAS accounts on your phone. You can do 24 if you want, but it's going to be degrading your battery life because multiple EAS accounts are going to start updating push email to your phone, right? But 4 or 5 are really manageable in terms of performance and battery life if you want to get a 24-hour battery life out of a phone like this. In my contacts, as you can see, they're coming from multiple sources. Down here, you see this one, Adam Denning. It's coming from, he's a Microsoft employee as well as I know him from LinkedIn. The picture is the same in both cases. Whenever somebody updates a picture in a linked contact, the updated picture will be the last one. So if Adam would update this picture, and as you can see, he's a really ugly guy, right? So he needs to update his picture soon. But when he updates his picture in LinkedIn, automatically, the picture will be updated in the contact card with the last picture that is updated in any of the accounts that is connected to it. So if people are using Facebook and it's connected and they update their Facebook picture every week, anybody has friends like that? You see, I have one too. He's a dog lover and every week there's another dog on his picture. So, and sorry, Adam, if this is recorded, you're not an ugly guy. Just want to make sure I say that if you look at the session later today or tomorrow. But anyway, and it's connected. I can disconnect these or I can reconnect them. What's important, I think, from an IT pro perspective for contacts is that although the user can see these contacts in one list, they are actually not mixed as such in the store, in the database on the phone. They are kept separate. So whenever you have an employee that is using Facebook and LinkedIn and what have you, and you deprovision the Exchange account on the phone, automatically these contacts will be removed. And employees also cannot copy contacts from one partition of the database to another partition. So if you have a list of employees on your phone, they cannot move them to their LinkedIn account or Live account or whatever other email account or they are using on the phone. So the information from your Exchange server or Office 365 issue is protected on the phone and isolated as such. So if you go into calendar, you see we have a number of meetings. This session as such, I set up a demo meeting with a few friends of mine that are here in the conference center, and we'll start it in a minute. I have a full overview of my calendar, how it looks like. If I go into a specific invitation, I can see what attendees are in there, who has accepted or not accepted, and et cetera. And as you can see, it's a link meeting as such. So why don't we try to join the online meeting? I have multiple link accounts on this or apps on this phone. It's signing me in. And if it didn't lose Wi-Fi, we should now be part of the meeting. And Paige is on there. Hi, Paige, can you hear us? There she is. Can you hear us, Paige? We cannot hear Paige. Can you say something? Anything, Paige. Who are you? Introduce yourself. She's struggling with it. Paige is the woman who works in Redmond, and she organizes events for us in the enterprise space. Peter's going to help her. You see Peter there on the corner of the screen. I think you're on mute. They're walking around. Where do I go? I'm on a floor, on an expo floor. I'm going to start my video too. Hey, Paige, can you see me? Can you see me, Paige? You need to say something. Can't hear her. Say again. Is this mic on? Hi, Paige, how are you?
I can see that you're talking. I'm sorry, it's too quiet.
I cannot hear you, but the people can hear you. Can you introduce yourself? You cannot hear anything? We tried to solve the sound problem, but we couldn't earlier on, and we couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. But as you can hear, we can hear her. You can see her and me within the conference. You can do conferences with multiple people. While we're doing this, and the conference is still going on, I can do other things on the phone, like open up a OneNote, for example, and collaborate on a OneNote with other people as such, and type things while we are doing that as such in a OneNote or a Word document or a browser session, etc. In the soon to be added functionality, we'll also, Paige would be able to join and share her desktop, share an application on her desktop, and we will be able to see that from the phone as such immediately while she's doing that and collaborating with other people. Hey, Paige, thanks for joining. I'm going to hang up because we have a sound issue, and I don't think you can hear me. No, I think she hung up. Oh, she's still there. All right, gonna hang up. She doesn't hear us. So apart from using Link, anybody using Skype as such on for a business user? So while Skype also obviously is on the phone and integrates very well, uses the same VoIP infrastructure on the phone. Windows Phone 8 has a voice over IP and video conferencing infrastructure that can be used by any application. Skype and Link are Microsoft applications that are using this. Other applications can too. If you have other collaboration applications or developing one, you can tie into that video conferencing and VoIP conferencing infrastructure that is part of the operating system as such. We'll show you a little bit more about other of the applications that are built in, but you have, obviously, from a communications perspective, you have, going to this one. I think. There it is. So you have Outlook. As such, you have calendars, etc. from your Outlook mobile. You have Link integration for voice conferencing, etc. that is integrated with it. And you can obviously reach partners that are using Skype, or you can use communication through Skype also for all kinds of communication purposes that you may have. We just did the demo, but you see that this infrastructure is easy to get on the phone, especially if you're Office 365, because it gets auto-provisioned to your phone just by allowing your users to use their email address and password to configure it on the phone and get all the applications installed, including the Link application as such. Now, when you're using Office or when we're thinking about collaboration, we obviously think about Office and documents and document collaboration as one, as well as on the social aspects of it. Windows Phone is the only phone that has the Office 2013 mobile client built in to the phone itself. It comes with it. It is pre-activated if you want. You can use it on Office 365. But you can also use it without Office 365. There is no additional licensing and price required. And it is on the phone by default, as you could see when I provisioned Office 365 for the, David Alexander on the first phone we used. It's easy for you to access documents, full featured documents, edit them, comment on them, etc. There is a great fidelity between the documents when you edit it on the phone or you edit it on a PC or in a web app. You will never lose or corrupt the document as such. You can obviously save documents on the phone itself or use Office 365 or for personal reasons, SkyDrive, to save documents to the phone or to the cloud as such. When you want to access document and sync documents across multiple devices, the easiest way to go is to use Office 2013 on the PC client as well as in the cloud, as well as on the phone itself, because the phone itself obviously already has that built in. So let's switch back to the, let's see. There are lots of buttons here. Yes, to the phone and go into my Office environment. So the Office client or Office 365 client actually on this phone delivers me all the recent documents as well as the places I have documents at. Since I have an Office 365 account on this phone at Microsoft, my Microsoft Office 365 account, our IT department automatically provisions me with a SkyDrive Pro at Microsoft. That's how we call it in the cloud. So it's a private managed Office 365 SkyDrive version that is part of Office 365 that gets immediately synced to my phone, or the access to it gets immediately synced to my phone. And I also have for David Alexander, since I have his account on here, provisioned a SharePoint piece on his phone too, right? I have set policy on the phone, etc., for him, and made sure the phone is encrypted and all those kind of things from an Office 365 admin environment. And I've put this SharePoint files on him. I can easily access this SharePoint from the Office environment and look at multiple documents or browse through the folders and look at them very easily. For him, he can then open, like for example, this one that has all the accounts and passwords in it, right, that we need. Or he can do a project work document. It's very easy for him to access these documents. And if there's a newer version will be downloaded. I can do the same thing, obviously, on my PC, right? If we do this, and let's put this aside. I have a Word here. Right, I see the same project documents that I just had open, but let's just create a new document, a blank document. Right, and let's add some pages to it. And save it. And I'm going to save it in the shared documents folder on the Fabricam site on Office 365. If it gets there. So this is the same SharePoint. Let's log out of it and sign in as David. I can sign in here. All right, same documents. Oh, here it is. So let's just save it as test for a demo from Word. So Word is saving this document. I'm going to just close it on here and switch back to my phone. And let's force a refresh. Usually takes a minute or so. And there it is, test for a demo. The document isn't actually on my phone yet. It's only when I connect to it that it will connect back to the SharePoint site in the cloud and download the document for me. So, but it automatically syncs my most recent documents across my phone and my Windows device or another device that is running the latest version of Office. And as you may know, iOS, we released Windows or Microsoft Office for iPhone devices specifically. It supports the same type of functionality of being able to access Office 365 as well as the recent document list on Office 365. On the device itself, one thing I would like to show you is that it automatically opens this document in the last location I was in the document. You remember that I typed the document and I said, which page is this? This kind of things, this nonsense that I put on, this, on in my document there. It's right there. It opens this on page 13. So it will always open a document in the last location you opened it. If I change it here, and type something on the first page, save it, go back to my PC, you'll see that in, it will open on the PC on the first page where I left it off. So you can easily pick up your work wherever you leave it off as such. Now, Office alone is not just about Word documents, obviously. You can do PowerPoint documents as well as other documents. Let's just see if I can find... a document that I can access directly from here. It's connecting and downloading 2.4 megabyte PowerPoint. It's protected, but since I am logged in with my Microsoft credentials on this phone, and or it's asking me for my credentials anyway, and I'm telling it, yes, use my Exchange credentials that I entered for my Outlook. No, it's not going to use them. Let's try another one. It's connecting. I know it's not IRM. I'll open another IRM document in a minute to show you. So it's opening a PowerPoint here. I can look at the business plan for the next fiscal year that we have around Windows Phone, or I can go through all these slides and go to a specific slide and look at maybe some market data, etc. As you can see, I also have speaker notes. I can easily edit these speaker notes and add them directly onto the phone, and then save them back to my PowerPoint. Can I email? Is that a question? No, I can do that with this phone, but in general, this type of tool here that is on this phone is not available for Windows Phone itself, right? When we get phones that maybe has a HDMI outboard, that kind of thing, you could probably do that. But it's a scenario that a lot of people are asking, can I have my salespeople, et cetera, present directly from a phone and to my customers or partners or those kind of things, right? Because with the PowerPoint, you can go landscape, and then automatically the phone will also switch to landscape to do that type of thing. And obviously we do have Excel on the phone too that allows you to do all kinds of great things like list management, graphics, etc. in Excel. You can look through all complicated Excel sheets, etc. And add pages to it itself. So full integration of Excel, PowerPoint and Word on the phone from your Office environment. The Office environment provides you with your most recent documents as well as the standard locations you go to whenever you want to access documents. When you get a new location sent to you through an email or anything of that, you can save that location on the phone. You can remove locations from the Office Hub if they're, it gets too complex as such. And you can obviously, when you open a SharePoint server with a browser on the phone itself, also use, once you are on the SharePoint server, link the SharePoint immediately to your Office environment on the phone if you wish to save those locations if you're using multiple SharePoint servers across the company, right? So it enables the user to quickly get access to all kinds of documents, have full functionality, editing, not just reading, commenting, integration of the way that people are looking at outlines, etc. If you have revisions, you can look at the revisions and see who made the revisions. Those kind of things are all available on Windows Phone, are built in for the users as such. No questions? Yes. That works with Office 365, but it also works if you have SharePoint on-premise. If you have your SharePoint installed within your corporate network and not in the cloud, it would work too. But it depends on the version of SharePoint. Can you repeat? Well, you have to, so the question is, do you have to be connected to the cloud? Yes, there is. There is. So if you can use Office 365 as a cloud solution, or you can use a SharePoint server, Exchange server, Link server, installed within your corporate network, and then connect people to the to those servers within your corporate network using a proxy connection to these. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Separate from Exchange, right? Mm-hmm. There is a Link Client 2010 for Windows Phone. You can install it from the Windows Phone App Store, right? And there is also a Link 2013 client if you use Link 2013 for Windows Phone. And then the SharePoint client is built into the operating system. We call it the Office Hub. And that allows you to connect to SharePoint servers. Yes, SharePoint client is supported on SharePoint 2010 and later. All right? Let's switch back to the slides. I don't know why I do all this wrong all the time. Yeah, I'll get it by tomorrow. But and then I don't see where my mouse is. Oh, here it is. So Office for accessing documents. OneNote is also built in. It is not part of the Office Hub. It's a separate application on the phone itself. Again, it's an application that is easy to use. Who is using OneNote on a regular basis? Quite a few of you, that's great. And OneNote enables you to make really compelling notes, if you want, voice notes, pictures in your notes, lists, check lists, etc., task management, if you want, within OneNote itself. The OneNote on the phone is the latest version of OneNote, so it's a 2013 version, if you want. That coincides with Office 2013. And it allows you to make these notes and have multiple notebooks open and synchronized if you want, as well as to decide for yourself which notes you can synchronize. OneNote, from a collaboration perspective, also allows you to work on the same notebook and the same notebook pages while other people are working on the same pages as such. You can create pages and share OneNotes with other people, and you can work during a conference call, etc., or even directly from your phone while you don't know that somebody else is working in the same notebook. And it will also synchronize these elements on your pages automatically for you. As a user, and there we go again. All right, is this... Yeah. I can easily get to my OneNotes on the phone from the OneNote app. So on the start screen or in the app list on the left side, you have a OneNote app. This is my OneNote app. And this is the OneNote I was going to use earlier. Oh, that's one too far. I don't want to edit this one. Come on. Okay. I'll add more text if you really want. I can obviously email it to somebody. Let's do it to myself. Send it, but I don't want to save it. All right, finally, get me out of this. As you can see, this is my own OneNote, but I have a few other ones that I have synchronized. I have this TechEd Europe demo OneNote that I wanted to use in my conference call with Paige and Peter earlier today. And I have a ton more of OneNotes that I use. Obviously, follow the competition, etc. And but these are the grayed-out ones, are not synchronized to my phone. As a user, I have full control over which ones I want to synchronize to the phone and use on the phone itself, and the ones that I do not want to have synchronized on the phone, which saves me space and gives me more control over my OneNotes as such. In this type of OneNotes, I can use lists and add lists to it. Which one is, let's add an office, right? And I can add or check off things that I have done. I have full control over tasks, etc. I can do more things like indention and other things. I can add pictures. Into my note, if people are doing field surveys or are going somewhere and they want to write a report, this is the easiest way for them to add voice note, pictures, lists, etc., and then use them in the office to actually produce their environment. Synchronizes fully with your desktop version of OneNote as well as with the cloud version of OneNote if you want to use those. And you can use them for professional reasons and personal reasons, and collaborate with other people in the OneNote environment as such. The office environment fully supports IRM email, and there were a few people who are using it. We are using it a lot at Microsoft, so I know that Talon sent me an email recently. What email box am I in? Let's go to my Microsoft email. So he sent me an email for your eyes only. As you can see, it's a protected email, right? It says here, do not forward. Nobody else should get this email. I cannot copy or paste or anything or as such with this email. I can just read it and reply eventually to all who are in the email. And as such, it also has a Word document that is available on this phone. Or in the email, attached to the email. It's downloading the Word document from the Exchange server, and I can open it. And again, the Word document is fully protected with the same attributes as my email. I cannot copy, paste, and print this Word document, but I can read it. It's probably going to try to find my credentials and then not know which credentials to use, because there are two Exchange accounts on the phone at this point in time. But it should use my Microsoft credentials. I could enter them in. I'm not going to do it on screen for you, but it will open the document for you so I can read it and participate in a conversation that is important to me and Talon in this specific case. The phone also supports in this environment voice as such. The users can dictate to the phone. And I'm going to try it anyway. We tested it, and I don't know if it's really working well, but let's give it a try. my phone is locked. Note, let's go to dinner tonight. It's not hearing me. Did the same thing on the previous ones. A trick. I think there's something wrong with my mic, actually, so I use a headset. You're not going to hear anything in that case, but anyway, I'm going to try it anyway. Anybody tried this on his Windows phone?
It doesn't understand Dutch.
It doesn't? Uh-huh. Note, let's go to dinner tonight. Did I speak to my microphone? Let's go to dinner tonight. Saving OneNote. Opening OneNote and says, let's go to dinner tonight as a note, right? So it transcribes. You can do transcription in email too, so reply to email, not in Dutch. But let's have a look at which languages it supports. We are adding languages, so Dutch should be added sometime in the future. So I'm using English US for the language, but the speech languages that we have today is French, Italian, Polish, Portuguese. That's Russian, I think, the last one there. Obviously, version of English and Deutsch, but no Dutch yet. Spanish and Chinese languages, I guess. I'm not a specialist in it, or even Japanese. I don't know, I'm not sure, or Korean. Right, so we'll add languages, more and more languages. It's using cloud-based language recognition. You have a local-based language recognition too with a limited library that is mostly for commands. You can command the phone to do certain things like open Microsoft. Oh, yeah. I should speak in the microphone. Where is the microphone? Let's put it in my hand. Open Microsoft. And it opens my email box, Microsoft email box, as I called it, Microsoft. All right? Switch back to the presentation, which is that one. That's easy enough. So OneNote is into PowerPoint. We did a little demonstration of that earlier, and all the other familiar PowerPoint Office applications that are available on the phone. Now, when you want to deploy Windows Phone into your organization, and your focus is mostly on email and collaboration, Exchange deployment or Office 365 deployment is the easiest deployment you can have. Because a user can add his account to the phone easily by his email address and password. An Exchange server can be set up for auto-discovery so that it gives the user automatically all the or provisions the settings on the phone automatically using the EAS protocol for the user, and then allows the user to get access to multiple resources that are configured on the phone for him or in the backend on the phone with full IRM support as such. We support a set of Exchange Active Sync policies, mostly security policies for password policies, right, to make sure that you have the right protection on the phone or access to the phone is protected anyway. In addition, you can add device encryption and enable device encryption on the phone for the internal storage of the phone itself, as well as remotely wipe the phone. You can do it yourselves as IT people for the user, or the user can do it himself using the Exchange web access utility or access Exchange with a web browser, and then go into options and wipe their own phone if they have lost it or anything like that. Users can also register their phone on windowsphone.com, and that means that they can follow their phone on a map. If they want to track location of their phone, reset the phone if they want, or reset the password, or have the phone made a loud noise or something like that when they lost it somewhere in the car or any of those kind of things. Question? Yeah, I have a slide on it, actually. So the question is, where is the rights management server, right? Okay. So I'll explain it on the slide that I'll have. But it's a cloud published server, basically, on your domain as such. No, you can have it yourself. The RMS, Rights Management Services, is a standard part of Windows Server, any version. And so you can enable it there. If you install an Exchange server on top of it or a SharePoint server on top of it, you can then enable what is called in the collaboration space, IRM, or Internet Rights Management, I think it's, but it's the same technology, Rights Management Services. And you need to enable it on Exchange 2010 Service Pack 1 or higher, I think, for Windows Phone, and SharePoint 2010 or higher for Windows Phone. Does that answer more or less your question? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. It can provide that for you, right? But it does require an Active Directory, so you may have to set up, and I'm not a specialist in the back end of Office 365, you may have to set up Active Directory Federation services with Office 365. I don't know how you are set up, but it can support it for you. Office 365 can support rights management services for you. And it also depends, I believe, on the version of Office 365 that you have subscribed to. It supports, or the phone supports, multiple Exchange server versions, and it, the functionality obviously depends on what version of server you are using as such. With the most functionality on the email client, as such, based on Office Server 2010 or 2013. And you can take many pictures, but you will get the slides too. You'll usually be able to download the slides from, I think, Channel 9 as such. And device management is not just used through Exchange ActiveSync. If you want to do more device management on the phone, and I'll talk about it in 2 days around the same time as this, I think. We also have support with Windows Intune and System Center 2012 for device management. That adds software distribution if you want your own apps on the phone. We can have Mobile Iron, AirWatch, Citrix and Mobile, previously known as Zenprise. I think it was originally a French company, if I'm not mistaken, and a few other ones. We actually have a few partners here on the near the Windows Phone booth who are also supporting mobile device management on the phone. And then I think we covered this. The policies are a little more extensive when you use a mobile device management system. Plus, you have more reporting on the device. So if you want to move closer to a corporate liable device, as we call it in with the technical industry term, right, a device that has been purchased by the company for employees and you want more control over the device, mobile device management is probably the way to go for you because that gives you more control. You can do a separate wipe of your enterprise environment, etc., from a device if it's used by the user, etc. The phone does not support VPN. It's a question we get a lot from a lot of customers. At this point in time, the phone is an SSL cloud-connected phone only that allows you to, SSL or cloud-connected, I should say, but cloud is usually using SSL too. If you want to connect to corporate environments, the way to go is to use a proxy server, reverse proxy server, to publish your services to the user and then use authentication over that pipe for the user to authenticate towards your environment as such, depending on the authentication type you are using. I'm sorry? We have nothing to announce at this point in time. But we hear the feedback very often, yes, that there is a need for VPN services on a device like this. HTTPS is very flexible, or SSL is very flexible, always works, whatever mobile operator connection there is, whatever Wi-Fi connection there is for the user. That's not always the case for VPNs, so It is still the, also the, or I would say it's also the preferred connection for any cloud services as such that there are in the market as such for authentication and protecting the data that is over going over the wire or the wireless in this case. You can use certificates with Exchange Server if you want to use certificates for user authentication. We know that lots of customers are moving in that direction, no longer username and passwords, but just a certificate. Windows Phone can install user certificates at this point in time using a browser control or a web browser control, and some of the MDM systems also can provision user certificates if you want for that. It enrolls certificates from a root up to the user certificate if you have your own self-signed certificates, so you can use all that. Question? SMIME is not supported at this point in time on Windows Phone, right? So secure email using SMIME is not supported at this point in time on Windows Phone. But it's something we hear a lot about from customers in many areas of the world as such. And we take customer feedback seriously. I would like to add that to it. But nothing to announce at this point. Information rights management, you asked about it. There is some good guidance on our portal too around information rights management and how to set it up, what versions of Exchange to use, etc. And as I said, you can, depending on your subscription, Office 365 can also integrate with right management services or IRM for email protection and document protection within your environment. SharePoint integration, I already touched a little bit based on a previous question, but SharePoint 2010 or higher is required to be supported on Windows Phone as such, on-premise or hosted, and using an SSL connection, so a reverse proxy as such. With SharePoint, we have a built-in document collaboration client with the Office Hub, but you can also add other functionality. There are a few apps in the market in the Windows Phone today that integrate with SharePoint Server. We have a SharePoint Social app, and there is a task management app up there that can be used against any SharePoint Server. And there is an SDK, so more and more people are starting to develop SharePoint integrated apps for Windows Phone as such. Link Mobile, we also went over most of it. Supports Link 2010 as well as Link 2013. You have two different clients for it. The 2010 server only does voice by calling back, so if there is an invite to a meeting and it's a 2010 server, the server will call the client back and add him to the conference call. It's not the client that calls the server. The client just initiates a connection to the server that then calls it back because he wants to be joined to the phone. There is only voice connectivity in a conference using Link 2010 from a Windows phone. Link 2013, however, will initiate the call themselves using VoIP over a data connection, as well as video conferencing, etc., over a data connection. If the user prefers, they can still configure it in such a way that the call is going, that the server calls them back. If they are, for example, are roaming, their data connection is not optimal, they can choose to do that to still be able to connect to a conference, but just over the voice connection with the phone. That's always a good option to have, we believe, for a lot of traveling people that visit multiple countries as such. And then that's the end. Windows Phone, right, ready for business, we believe, with a full integration of a collaboration stack from a Microsoft point of view. There are certainly other tools on Windows Phone that can be used to collaborate through other environments, but if you are an Office user with Office 365 or the Office servers within your corporate network, Windows Phone offers a lot of functionality and capabilities to your users within your organization as such. Questions? I don't have no idea what how we're doing in time, but you have a question there. When comes the next version of Windows Phone? Soon. I'm sorry, we don't have to announce the next version. We do have service packs that we release, right? And we have a service pack that's coming out probably early next month for most Windows phones globally that will fix some collaboration issues. Anybody using Cisco telephony? A few people. So there is an issue with WAV files, right? Voicemail on a Cisco telephony system that doesn't work on today's version of Windows Phone 8.0. That will be fixed next month. I will bring this fix to the market. There's also a little issue around SD cards and SD card encryption and that policy that is getting fixed with the same update as such. Anything else? We have no real announcements to make at this point. You have a question? Will include what?
A radio feature.
You mean being able to listen to the to a radio station? Yes, I believe that is true. Yes. No, it will be enabled on your existing phone. Yeah, a software issue that needed to be fixed. Yes. I'm not sure. The question is around NFC, and you said you can only use it with an app, or?
You can, if you want to change you want to set your
your phone?
Your phone in flight mode or something.
Yes.
You touch the NFC tag, it just opens the settings page to switch it. And I would like to switch the phone itself.
Oh, you would, you have a feature request. You would like to be able to use an NFC tag to put it in flight mode. Okay. I'll take it back to the engineering team. One suggestion I would have is just use one of these tools where you can put a tile on your start screen that enables you to configure Wi-Fi, et cetera, and flight mode and those kind of things directly from your start screen instead of from settings. Flight mode or those kind of things. So that's a good alternative, I think. But NFC is a great tool for installing applications, for example, those kind of things, because you just touch two phones together. And one user says, I have this great application for you. Let me, do you want it? And they can touch their phones, and then the application, the second phone will automatically go to the store and get that application for the user, or share contacts with each other. That functionality also works with Android devices. And then when you're using Windows devices only, you can also share documents or OneNotes or pictures and those kind of things as such using NFC. More questions? If not, we're going to give away a phone. I'm going to be the innocent hand or what? Oh, there's another card. It's this one?
Yeah. You are innocent.
Am I innocent? I don't think I'm innocent, actually.
I'm more.
Are you more innocent?
No, you. Absolutely,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Look at my face.
Well, let's do this again.
This is like a poker?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm not a poker player, actually, but.
No?
I don't know. Anyway, let's do it again, right? Let's not drop. No. Do it again, and I'll. Pull one. Not going to see, right? Oh, the phone fell. It's broken already. All right, let's take this one. Who is it? Alan Mishas? You're the winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And were you a Windows Phone user? Yes, you have a 920 in your pocket. All right. I hope you all become Windows Phone users. Thank you very much for staying so late.
Thanks.
And don't forget to do evals, and we have a ton more of Windows Phone sessions. And we have an expo present, so I think it's open tonight. Hope to see you there.